The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our Lead Story this evening, I'm joined by Oliver Deagle, an economist at Cirrus Capital. Welcome, Oliver.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oliver, what does the decision to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5% signal about the state of Namibia's economy right now?
Yes, well, this is a very topical conversation as the Monetary Policy Committee just met to decide the rates going forward. And it was a tricky time for central banks worldwide to make a decision around the direction of rates because, and as I'm sure you're all aware, there's current conflicts in Persia and the Middle East happening right now with regards to the US-Iran, and there's that huge closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which, as we all know, is restricting hydrocarbon transport. So we've got there's a possibility of huge oil shortages happening in a few months or a few weeks once storages globally start to run out. And that, of course, is going to hit in inflation, which heavily bleeds into central bank decisions around what to do with rates. And the kind of trend central banks worldwide were tracking over the last year or so was they were moving towards a rate cutting cycle. So post the war in Ukraine and Russia's invasion of that, again, energy prices spiked and central banks had done a decent job of getting those prices back down and moderating inflation. So now their attention was turning towards incentivizing growth in economies. And you do that by cutting rates and making borrowing cheaper for households and businesses to stimulate economic growth. But the downside of that is that increases inflation. So the central bank's always playing with this balancing act. So beginning of the year, we assumed there'd be a few rate cuts in the US as well as in South Africa and in turn Namibia, and possibly one if not two. But that has completely changed overnight with this issue in Iran at the moment. America now are no longer pricing in any cuts. They're going to be holding steady for the rest of the year. At least that's what the markets predict, if not starting to hike rates. And again, the same is true for South Africa and for Namibia. So in Namibia's case, they held rates constant at this latest meeting. So the rate is currently 6.5%, which is 25 basis points below South Africa. So the spread isn't too wide. So that's not too much of a concern at the moment. And I believe it was the correct decision to make. It's a bit of a wait and see period, as they quoted in their release as well. And it's going to depend upon what happens going forward with the war, how long it draws out for, how much does that increase in oil prices bleed into inflation locally, and what South Africa does, which will determine their decisions moving forward. But holding the rates constant at this latest meeting, I believe, was the correct decision.
Yeah. Is inflation sufficiently under control to justify holding rates, or are there still risks on the horizon?
So in general economic theory, if inflation is under control and in a solid place, you'd want to then start to cut rates to increase growth. And at the moment, Namibia's inflation is very low, if you believe the print, which some have a few issues with, because at the moment it's only around just over 2%. I believe in March, inflation in Namibia was 2.1%, which is very, very low. And part of that, it's a big fall off from where it was back in 2022, where it was up around 6.5%. So inflation in Namibia is very low. So again, if this conflict wasn't happening, that would incentivize a central bank to possibly cut rates, again, dependent upon what South Africa does. So, but again, we expect inflation to increase quite substantially moving forward. And we've already had fuel price increases. And the RFA levies have been cut by half, which is not sustainable. So that's going to have to be reversed sometime soon going forward. And I mean, Brent crude prices at the last few days increased some more. So it's above 100. I believe it's about 115 at the moment, in and around that ballpark. And again, this is all dependent upon how long this conflict lasts and how quickly the strait can be opened and how quickly supply can pick back up to where it once was. Because if the status quo is held for another month or two, I would not be surprised if we see similar fuel price increases happening in Namibia and we go into some sort of demand rationing around hydrocarbons. And that's going to drive inflation up by at least 2 percentage points until the end of the year. So again, It was the correct decision, I believe, from the central bank not to get too far ahead of itself and to keep rates constant in this latest meeting.
Oliver, what does this decision mean for ordinary consumers already dealing with high living costs?
Yes, that's the crux of the issue, isn't it? I mean, the country's economy essentially bleeds down to individual transactions between individuals, households, and consumers. So in broad strokes, not cutting rates means it's not any cheaper to borrow money from bank. I mean, banks have also kept their prime rates at 10% with the rates being held constant. So it's not any cheaper for borrowing. Again, that doesn't incentivize any economic growth. But consumers will face a bit of an issue moving forward as well. We've seen consumer sentiment start to weaken somewhat in Namibia over the last 8 to 6 months. It strengthened massively about 2 years ago with the tax cuts and rate adjustments. So it was trending in a good direction, but nothing tangible, if I could use that word, seemed to change much in the economy. So now we're seeing consumers start to flatten off on that growth spurt and kind of somewhat weaken going forward. So consumers are already in a pretty tricky situation. And I mean, again, due to this kind of sentiment around the conflict, NCDs and bank funding is going to get more expensive because that's based on market determined. So kind of we've hit the bottom of almost the rate cutting cycle. So that they expect that to start moving in one direction. And also from government's point of view, I mean, banks can either lend to private individuals, households, or to public individuals, i.e. the government. And government lending is also, or the expense of government lending is market determined. And we'd also expect that to rise somewhat with the local conditions as well as kind of the kind of geopolitical conflux as well. So it's only going to lead to more crowding out of private individuals as banks just find it more appealing on a risk-adjusted basis to lend to government. So while lending costs haven't necessarily changed, with the rates being held constant, it's going to put consumers that are already under pressure in a more difficult situation moving forward.
Yeah. How does keeping the rate unchanged impact economic growth and business investment in the short term?
Keeping rates unchanged means it's not any cheaper to take on debt. So it doesn't incentivize growth. And this is always the balancing act that these central banks are playing around with. I mean, it's not quite Namibia's central bank mandate, but the central banks globally, sometimes they have a dual mandate between managing inflation and managing unemployment. And if you try to improve the one, then the other is going to suffer accordingly. So if you want to get inflation under control, unemployment is normally going to increase. So that's a theoretical economic basis that central banks kind of work on. And so in the Namibia's context, then keeping the rates constant isn't going to do much for growth in the short term. But having said that, monetary transmission policy in Namibia is very weak in the first place. So kind of cutting rates with the hope of increasing growth and helping businesses and so forth isn't a kind of a direct relationship, you could say. A lot of growth in Namibia is tied up in kind of in policy instead of the cost of borrowing. So it really does take a lot of cuts for that to translate into growth for businesses. And with Namibia not moving in that direction any longer, it's only going to put a bit more of a handbrake on business growth in the country.
Oliver, I'll just ask you a last question. Do you expect the next adjustment to be a cut, a hike, or another hold?
It's quite dependent upon circumstances. I would be confident in saying that the next decision is not going to be a cut. I think that is pretty clear at the moment. But it's going to depend upon what happens with the conflict in Iran, how long that continues for. I mean, if that's drawn out for months and the strait remains closed, I mean, we'll see a bit of a severe rate hike cycle. But again, if that ends overnight and they manage to get supply back up, which again is going to take a while, but if they can recuperate that, then I think we'll change direction relatively quickly towards a more of a holding, if not cutting cycle. So, and again, it's also dependent upon what South Africa does, because at the moment, the spread between the two countries is only 25 base points when it comes to the interest rate, which again isn't too big of an issue. But if that does start to widen, then that will be that'll put more pressure on Namibia's international reserves and their ability to keep that currency pegged. So that's always something that the central bank of Namibia looks at and focuses on. But I suppose to give a simple answer to your question, moving forward, I'd expect the next few decisions, I believe the next decision is coming in June, 17th of June. And before that, we have the South African decision. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. But I think the next few decisions will be them holding the rate constant, if not a slight risk to rising rates going forward, if South Africa do decide to increase rates quicker than Namibia.
That was Oliver Diggle. Oliver, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.